seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لما مر بهشام بن الحكم وهو يبيع السابرية في الظلال: يا هشام، إن البيع في الظل غش وإن الغش لا يحل.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam once passed by Hisham ibn al-Hakam selling fine cloth in the shade. So he said to him, O Hisham, verily the sale of goods in the shades is considered fraud, and verily fraud is not allowed.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we look at the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of this divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that the Imam talks to his companions about something called supplication, which is known in Arabic as a du'a. Now, du'a, of course, is this conversation that a human being has, this supplication that a human being has, this litany that a human being has with his creator, Allah the Almighty. Now, when it comes to dua, of course, there are many different ways to do dua. But what is interesting is that the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Holy Prophet, the divinely appointed Imams, even the Holy Quran, have taught us what to say in these duas. Of course, we can speak in our own language. We can talk about what we want. But of course, if you are talking to a supreme being or a higher being, there is usually certain formalities and certain protocols and a certain manner of speaking, right?
You definitely do not speak to the principal of your school the same way that you talk to your classmates. Here, Imam Al-Kadhim, while he speaks to his companion in this dialogue, he teaches them what to say, and he addresses Allah in the following manner by saying that, O Allah, you know the stealthy looks and that which the chest conceals. Therefore, withhold from me, O Allah, the hands of the oppressive ones from among the jinn and the men. Heal me and make me well, O most merciful of the merciful. And so here, dear friends, in this dua that was taught in this conversation and in this dialogue to his companion, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, teaches us that sometimes we have these stealthy looks. We look at one another while we are talking about a third individual, and without saying anything, we say so much with our eyes. Here, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says that Allah knows these stealthy looks that we have, and Allah knows that which we conceal within our chests. And there is another very interesting thing here which was brought up in this conversation and in this dialogue, and that is that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam requests the Almighty Allah that the hands of the oppressive ones from among the jinn and the men, may Allah protect him from these hands. And finally, we find that Imam Al-Kadhim in this dialogue speaks about healing, and he requests the Almighty Allah to heal him and to heal all of us, really, and to make us feel well and whole, for Allah is the most merciful of the merciful. So, dear friends, we must be careful upon how we look and how we look towards others, what we say to others, what we hide within our chest. And of course, may Allah protect every single one of us from the oppressive ones and the tyrants from among the jinn and the men. And ultimately, may Allah heal every single one of us, for He is the most merciful of the merciful. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam Al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. The condition of the Shia movement, which was a movement led by the Imams, a movement in the political sense, is an activity, an organized activity against the authority, to overthrow an authority, a regime, and to establish a new government. That is, of course, the ultimate example and the most drastic example of change that a movement would be moving towards. But a movement can only be a movement if it's about change. If it's about keeping status quo, then it wouldn't be a movement. Movement only makes sense when you're moving away from status quo. Of course, there are many movements that identify as movements, and the only difference is the people who rule. In other words, there have been movements to overthrow regimes, overthrow governments, overthrow kings, overthrow dynasties, and the objective of that has been some form of change, but that change is not the change in status quo in terms of the ideology, in terms of oppression, in terms of anything meaningful to the masses, to the people. The only thing that is different is that the movement is about overthrowing that particular dynasty, that particular individual, to put in power someone else. The movement of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, was not that. The movement of the Shia has not been that. The movement of the revolution, which is the continuation of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt, is not about removing the Shah from Iran and establishing rule for another person. It's about changing status quo from it being a rule that is based on whims and desires, whoever that may be, to the rule of God's law and the rule of God. That is the change that is intended.
For listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.